Paul Ranallo, what would your father think about this?
He was pretty modest. He'd be flattered. He wouldn't know what to say about this. He wasn't the type to go out and speak. He was more just a fan with a typewriter, like he said. He just wanted to be in the stands, and he wanted to watch the sporting event, write what he saw, and then he would write about what that person was, the man behind what he did on the field.
Would he have felt the same way about the Bills this year as he did in some of the bad years of the Bills?
Well, I think he would have loved the new coach. He's kind of a flamboyant guy, and he likes to talk, so my father would have had a lot of fun with him, and the new young players, too.
Did you spend a lot of time talking with him about what he was writing?
Yes, I did. I went to just about every sporting event in Buffalo, New York, when I was from probably 14 until maybe 20. We would go to the Odd, my brother Mark and I, and we would meet my father at certain parts. He'd say, "Meet me here." At the stadium, he would just leave us in the seats, and then we would meet him in the where the dressing rooms were. The same thing in the Odd. We were young, and we'd meet him after the game at the dressing room, and he would come out, and then on the way home, we would have talks about what happened and what the players said to him and what he thought of the game.
When you were reading the stuff the next day, did you agree with him?
Usually. Yeah, I would say I have the same point of view. He was a man who championed the underdog. He liked the guy who had to really try to keep his job.
Sports have changed a lot since your father was writing. I mean, horse racing is almost a vanished thing these days. The Buffalo Braves are gone, but the Bills are here. The Sabres are here. Well, what do you think, looking back, he would have thought about that?
Well, he wouldn't have had as much to write about. Fun times were the Buffalo Braves, and actually the Little Three basketball games were huge back then. That was really a fun time. That's why I put Tony Manziello in there with his last game, things like that. The Little Three was almost like pro sports. It had a great following. So I guess maybe he would have went back to that. And that would have filled his column.
How many columns did he write?
Thousands. For years, he did five columns a week, which I believe is just about unheard of now. Plus, he covered Buffalo Raceway, Batavia Downs, and Fort Erie Racetrack. So he was working all the time.
Did you have complete sets of what he wrote?
I have quite a bit of what he wrote. Some of the articles I had to look up, but I had most of the things that happened in my lifetime I had, but there was a few that I didn't have, so I had to go look those up in the archives.
How did you decide what to include in the book?
The book is geared for someone who, you don't have to be a sports person, because a lot of the articles are about what that person is, like Jack Kemp, Eddie Rakowski. These are life stories. My other brothers are more into sports than I am. They went to Fort Erie, they gambled, they went to see Secretariat's last race. I didn't. Like I said, I put together a book that I thought would appeal to everybody. And what I also, when I picked columns that I thought were Phil really put his heart and soul into it. Columns about a long-lost friend like Jack Horrigan, who was the public relations director for the Buffalo News. I remember when those calls came in, my parents were crushed. Louis Valvo from the Courier-Express. Tim Horton. I also put, like we said, the Secretariat races, because that was probably the biggest event of his lifetime on the racetrack, besides Northern Dancer winning the Derby, which was the only Canadian horse to win.
When you went through these files, what was the single column that you remember?
Actually, the one that I was touched most by was Jack Horrigan. The column was called Waiting for Lefty. I'm left-handed, and I was there when the call came in, and it was a very emotional column for him to write.
Your father's long gone now. Is that hard to deal with?
Yes. About every day, you know, when you wake up, you just think about your parents. and they're gone. So you just move on and you try to do things. This is a positive thing that I did. It's a tribute to them, to my mother and my father.
Thank you, Paul Rinaldo.
Thank you.